USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey climbed to 22 with more than 1,000 people injured, according to Turkish officials. Rescue workers are still searching for people buried under the rubble of a number of collapsed buildings. Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said 39 people so far have been rescued from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The Disaster and Emergency Management Group said monitoring centers gave magnitudes up to 6.8. They also said it was followed by 228 aftershocks, the strongest with magnitudes of over 5.5. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo lashed out in anger at an NPR reporter who accused him of shouting expletives at her. In a direct and personal attack, America's chief diplomat said the journalist lied to him and called her shameful. NPR says it will continue to stand by Mary Louise Kelly's reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Former California Representative Pete Stark Jr., an influential Democrat whose legislative work helped reshape America's healthcare system, has died at the age of 88. Stark's family said he died at his home in Maryland and did not disclose a cause of death. During his 40-year career in Congress, Stark helped craft the Affordable Care Act. He also created the 1986 law best known as COBRA, which allows workers to stay on their employer's health insurance after they leave a job as long as they pay the premium. Spacewalking astronauts plugged a leak in a cosmic ray detector outside the International Space Station, completing a series of complex repairs to give the instrument new life. The $2 billion Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer could resume its hunt for elusive antimatter and dark matter by midweek. Team members around the world expressed relief as NASA's Andrew Morgan and Italy's Lucia Parmato wrapped up the work on that spectrometer. It was their fourth and final spacewalk since November to revive the instrument's cooling system. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It looks like there may be some copyright issues with the new Space Force logo. USA's Wendy King has the story.
The newly unveiled logo for the U.S. Space Force appears to have boldly gone where Star Trek has gone before. Twitter users noticed that the emblem, which was revealed by President Trump on Friday, bears an uncanny likeness to the insignia from the cult sci-fi TV series. One of the original stars of Star Trek, George Takei, tweeted, "We are expecting some royalties from this." But others pointed out that the new logo bared likeness to the Air Force's logo. The president tweeted, "The U.S. Space Force is the sixth branch of our magnificent military."
State and local governments have been leading the fight against the opioid industry, seeking payouts to help them deal with the fallout from the nation's addiction crisis. Now, average Americans are about to get their shot. A federal judge overseeing the bankruptcy case of Purdue Pharma set a June 30th deadline to file a claim against the company. That includes governments, entities such as hospitals, and for the first time, individuals who have personal injury claims. It's not clear how much money might be at stake. Purdue reached an agreement with some states and local governments that could be worth over $10 billion over time as part of its bankruptcy filing. But Judge Robert Drain emphasized during the hearing in White Plains, New York, that no final settlement is in place. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.